something at the end of this shach. I just want to tell you, I found the Chavos Das. Chavos Das in in Ois Tezayin. So see, he has a few problems with the shach. But then he says, "Beikra kushasai." So he, without quoting the Chazon Ish that there's a dinder rabbanon, he says it. He seems to say it even dinder raisa. And I don't know how he understands how it works. The dafka tam beluah mimalkam akher nischalay de bishul, but tam atzma eno nischalay de bishul. You can't remove it from the original item through bishul. So it means it becomes this limitless flavor source. Rechulahatim kam kederes bezecher zeh. Dilotem ahochi. So according to the shach's thought process, you would have a funny din. Let's say that it fell into kder number one. with a little bit less than samach, and the kvela tasted it, and it had tam. Okay, so then it fell in the second kedera, so it should be also according to the shach, because you know that it put tam in the first kedera means it didn't put tam in the second kedera. The shach's saying b'tar savadi, there's a din bittul, means he's assuming there's din, and he says, well, you're talking this. Ki kosher ma'od, ma'od kosher hadavar loymer that achres and tam ayisur because they were achres shal yasur k'der achres. You don't find such a din. It's very difficult to say, but that's what you come out according to the shach. So Terence says that's not true. We know Bishul takes out tam. Bishul takes tam which was nivla, takes it out. But tam which is there originally takes the tam which is there and spreads it, but doesn't remove it from the original item. So that's what he says. Again, so the thought process of the shach is difficult. He has a different problem, in the mahalach of the shach, because chanam b'shari sirim is the rabbonim. So, for any case we have a suffix, we put all suffix rabbonim the kula. He says mikra din mita rice, it's chavetrei batel. And the whole reason why it's not batel is because it's chanan. So then, in cases of suffix, you should say suffix rabbonim the kula. See, the mahalach of the shach is he just finds difficulty with. Okay, let's go weiter. Now that we've dealt with that problem, let's go to the next problem in the shach. Okay. Okay, so to understand the next piece of the shach, let's take a peek. It's Simen Kuf Yud Aleph, Sif Zayin. So it's like almost it's the last sif in the Chelek Aleph of Yerodeya in the standard print. It's the last thing in, right? Some of you have ones who go to Kuf Chav Beis, so in the old print of the Yerodeya it was from Simen Aleph to Simen Kuf Yud Aleph, and then Simen Kuf Yud Beis to Simen Reish Aleph, and Simen Reish Beis to Simen Tav Dalet. Those are the three chalakim of Yerodeya in the good old days. Right? What? Now there's like I don't know, like whatever, you know. Okay, so the Mechaber over here saying a din, which is the Ramah's going to argue on this din. So let's just see the Mechaber. How can shtei kederes shel heter? V'nafal isur latoch achas mehen. When you do a leizah nafal, so you have two pots of heter. Isur fell to one of the two. You don't know which one. Okay. V'yesh mishtei kederes levat loy. The combination of the two would be enough to mevat al isur. So shtei mitzarfes levat loy. So since the suffix on both kederes, so both kederes together mevat al isur. So there's samach in one pot and there's samach in another pot. So there's 60 together in the two pots. So the two pots together are mitzarif to mevatel. V'lo oid, al filo achas bevayis v'achas baliyah mitzarfis. They're not next to each other, right? You know that something happened, that some issur fell into one of these pots. You're not sure if it fell into the pot downstairs or the pot upstairs. So the two pots together are the suffix. So Mela, the 60 in the suffix, the mevatel. Okay. Even if you need multiple pots to do this, there's, you know, it fell into one of the 100 pots, and together the 100 pots are starved together, you mevatel it, you mevatel the 100 pots together, and it's mevatel the yisr. B'met the memorim b'shteim shal adam echad, v'fish kolach shekol shehen shal adam echad, osid lizarev. Eventually you're going to mix them together. Al heim shal shnei b'ni adam, eim mitzar. Okay, so it's a wild din, right? Yeah. It's a wild din. You know, I understand that Isser goes into a pot of heter, and there's sheer bittel in the pot. It's misarev in that. It's physically misarev into it. That's the terubus. And it's bottle. It's only one of the two pots, and neither one has enough to be bottle, so the conversation is over. No. The terubus is both pots. Because the suffix is that everything which is here. So the whole thing is misarev for bittel. The filibot mechad in the hakel. Ramos says, this is some disagree with that, you don't say that. So I have said Yesh Lahat Bada Mechud. Okay, so the Ramos says, but by Hefsin the Shach says Hefsin means Hefsin Meruba. So in the situation of Hefsin Meruba, you can be somehow on the Mechaber Shita, that it works. By Adam Mechud, because even the Mechaber only said by Adam Mechud, not by Shtei B'nei Adam. Mio Ein Lachle El La'achar She Arvu Yachad the Oz Kvar Nisbat Alehis. The aloneness is by Adam Echad, the Peshad is eventually they're going to come together and become one. So Me'ela Be'etzim, everything is part of the Sofik. So once it is Arab, you can be Mekel. That's what Ramos says. But the Mechaber Shita is that everything which is Nichas to the Sofik is included in the Ma'ase Bittul. Right? How does it become one? Because everything's part of this whole part of the Sofik.
After you made them
say Avrinu Yechad, the remote ends. If they end up falling, you ended up spilling one part into the other. So now everything's one part, right?
What?
Neither of these would help the pot themselves.
You're saying the actual physical part of the pot, you have to kasher, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Look, yeah. Okay, so this is a Rashba. The Rashba is based on Mishnah Trumas. Rashba didn't make this up out of his own mind. I promise you, right? The Rashba is based on Mishnah Trumas. Mishnah Trumas Mamash has this case that the Trumas bought the Echad B'Meyah, and you have two Kupas, and one has 50, and one has 50, and something fell into one saw fell into the 50, one of the 50 saw. You're not sure which one it fell into. The luck is the two saws together. I'm sure they have a sheer bittel of 100. Fair submission. Okay. No, you're not valid. Stop. The eker moment of bittul is not when you mix it. The eker moment of bittul is immediately. But the Rishon says we're only going to be makel. It's not before the mission of the Mishnah. The Rashi says in Svara, you know what, it's not going to be Mekel B'Shnei B'nei Adam, because maybe the Lomas of the Mishnah is since eventually the nature of how people store things, they eventually put everything together, so we down it as if that happened already. Comes the Ramah says, you know what, maybe we should only Mekel, the Lomas says, hey, right, if it actually happened. But it's not because if you don't say that, I don't need the... If the case is it was Nisarv already, and that's all, it's 1 in 100, Shkoyev. It doesn't make a difference, Pashas. Yeah. Because the Iker Bittel is not when you meet Nisarv afterwards. The Iker Bittel is now because it's going to be also Nisarv. Okay, that's a bit of a rush. Okay, so. Now, the case of the Mishnah over there is a case of it's min b'minoy, so there's no nesin istam b'chlal. It's saw truma, it's a saw of truma falling into saw of pulling. So it's all flour, the same flour, it's all wheat, right? But the Rashba comes along and is bringing this aloch, even in a case he doesn't differentiate, even in a case of min b'minoy, right? But the din of bittul, now it's the chertz, it's quite a plea, and that you say such a swara. So there's going to be a close between the Shach and the Taz. The case over there, it's min b'minoy. So min b'minoy, min rice is bottle chapitre. So the Rabbanon, they said, you know what, that would require 100. And the Rabbanon, you know what, we'll be nice enough to count both pots since it's eventually going to start. That counts as, you know. So maybe that's the chiluk between the Raisin and the Rabbanon. Or the chiluk is between the Minroi. Right? There's some different ways of saying this, whether we're going to accept it, how far you're going to accept this din. But the Mechaber, as presented, seemed to say this din. He's not Mechalik. Whether it's Min B'Minoy, whether it's Hashem shall have to enough Israel Achaz. He doesn't say Dafka the Isser is the Min B'Minoy case. He doesn't say Dafka the Isser. The Mechaber is saying this is by Ibrahim the Raisa, Ibrahim Meshen Aminu Pashas. That's how the Mechaber presents it. That's what Mechaber holds. So the Shas can come along and say, Gabal in the belt. So what happened over here? Why don't we say the same thing over here? So on that din, the Sibah Heter says in multiple places, so we don't pass like that din. Mashakos of Yerday means the tour. That we say this din. We don't hold of it. Sibah Heter Klal Yudal din Hey Kosav Din Melu. After this whole quote over here of our din over here in Kuf Hey, he points out Lekaimelon Klal. Call ma shenichlus b'safik, you say elevato. We don't hold up that rule of call ma shenichlus b'safik, you say elevato. Because if we would, so I don't understand what we're saying over here. We definitely have samach between everything all together. Everything which is part of the safik is in say elevato. That's elma yusim. We don't hold up this cloud that we're saying over here in kufir aleph. That's the statement of the issur b'hetta. So it comes on the shach, and the shach says, vein ratzolar medula kaimelon klal hachi. This Hedda does not mean that we don't hold this concept at all. That's not true. Why? Sure, Eo Gufe Besav Klal Chavav Hetik Tiber Rashba V'Tur B'Stam the Chol Mashin Nichlus B'Safik Masiyeh Levato. Okay, Pasuk Mechaber. Come on, Simen Kufir Aleph. So if this din over here is predicated on arguing on that din over there, so first of all, he himself quotes that din in a different place without saying any comment on it. We need to just accepting the din. And the Mechaber is quoting this halacha over here, which if it's predicated on not like that din, we have a seer in Mechabers. Right? Here the Mechaber is saying that it's not batal. The Mechaber is saying everything which is part of the subject is mitzarev to mivatal. So what's going on? So zok the shach, al batzalor, min dekan, kim, and the havi, min v'shen aminoi, lo kai malon hachi. So the difference between min v'minoi, min v'shen aminoi. Min v'minoi, there's no one in sin istam. The right says batal chabetrei. So, Chazal or Mechayiv by Truma 1 to 100. Other cases, there Mechayiv ratio 1 to 60. So, on that din the Rabbanon, we said there's a rule. You know what? Even if the one place where it fell, there's not clearly not a shear. But since you're not sure where it fell, that all goes into the taruvus that we're donning. Is this taruvus mutar or aser? And in the taruvus, totally there is a shear bittul. So that's the chacham we make on that situation, because it's mitbemin of the zon isra in the sinas tam. It's only this extra chumra. So they put a cool into it. Everything that's in the sofik is part of the taruvus, and taruvus is mevatal things. No, Truma, the din of Truma 1 to 100 is also Pashas. It's a Midrash Minoy, so there's no problem in this time. Could be that's in the Rabbanon, could be that's in the Raisa, but the Pasha that's in the Rabbanon. There is an interesting din over there. On that din over there, the Rashba says, let's say there's two pots. One pot has 60, one pot has 30. You're not sure which pot to fell into. So then, the pot which has 60 is more than the pot which has 30 is also. We only said this cool in order to create a bittul, but you have a bittul in one pot. So the pot which doesn't have the bittul, and say, listen, you know, take one out of the 60 and now I'll both be mutter. Right? But that's what happened, right? It was 59 and 30, it would both be mutter. Now that it's 60 and 30, one's mutter, one's also. So, again, if at some point you sort of accept in the Kabbalah, the Kabbalah, you know.
Why is
it the
shear
60?
Why is that the shear 50? Isn't
Well, it's all case of minimum, 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 minimum.
It's two different parts. We're saying it's all one teretz.
Well, he's saying it's not. We don't say it in that case. Because over there, there's my says. The Chassid didn't have time, right? Right? That's the Chiddush of the Rash. But yeah. How did you get rid of the Tom? Right? So the Rash is saying So he wants to say that the Rashba of the Torah are Moida, that in the case where it's Min B'Shen and Minoy, and there is in the Sinas Tom, the Rashba is Moida. That's not how it's presented over there. Prima Gadim does point out that is Prima Gadim over here? But the mice, the Prima Gadim, the Sifti Das over here. He says, "Well, Kamal Bissa Torah Letzar from by Enaminoi. Bissa Derbaran Shaper Kamal and Af Enaminoi Letzar from." That's the deek he's making from the. Right, Miu, Tzadi Beis, Tzadi Beis, Tzadi Beis, after their bottom, and a minra, and more the Tzarev. So he has a steer whether the Shach and Kufi in Tzadi Beis is mashma, even by Yisidur Bonim, is a minra, some it's Tzarev. But in this other place, which in Tzadi Ches is being Medaikin, I think, it's mashma that by Yisidur Bonim, even by a minra, it would be Tzarev. Even though the Chara, you can taste it. But the there is this concept of Tziruf, will work even though it's pasha chai to taste it. Since it's a rabbana. It's not clear that the Shach is saying in the Rashba, the Rashba is Moida by Kesemin Meshen Aminoi, that's not clear. It is clear that the Shach learns even by Hitzit the Raisa. Because if that halacha is only Hitzit the Rabbana, you see, he doesn't have a cash over here with someone Hitzit the Raisa, right? He doesn't give that teretz. So he meets Mechalti Minishrin and Minshen and Minoy. With that is the Mechalkas, the Taz and the Shach over there, Kufir Aleph. Maybe the laws only said by the Rabbanans, not the Raisa. So the Shach is learning the Salach applies by the Raisa. But only by Minbim Minoy. But by the Rabbanan, by Minbim Minoy, for sure it works, the Tzirif works. By the Rabbanan, by Minbishen and Minoy, that seems to be a steer. Interesting then. Okay. Next interesting then. Okay, so cut lamed aleph. Okay, so the din of chaver trei batel. So just to understand the din of chaver trei batel, there's mechalos in the Rash, in Simon Kuftes, the tour in Kuftes brings mechalos in the Rashba and the Rosh, where the tour the Beis Yosef really brings mechalos in the Rashba and the Rosh and other Rish and other. And other Rishonim, Chav Chei Batel. So that's a plea of the Gedin, right? So you have three pieces of meat. You know one of them is available, two of them are Shkuta. They're not dealing with Tom. It's all beef, right? Three pieces of beef, they're all at the same time. It's maybe a Minoy. But one's the veil, and you know the sheath didn't go well. Two pieces from Shkutas. All right, so three pieces of meat in front of you. You don't know what the loch is. That's the tarubas. So chaver trei batel, and it's mutter to eat the Easter. So the Rosh says, so there's a Gemara about a Zohar, which is mashma, in a scenario of when you say bittul, it's only mutter after one of the items is discarded or it falls out. So I have a din bittul, plus I have a good chance that maybe the isser was the one which fell out. I can make a taliyah that the isser fell out, so now I can eat everything else. But in a scenario where I got all everything together in front of me, I have a problem. Because I didn't bittul barayv, but the mice, I know there's isser here. The Rosh says, that's not true. That's over there, which is discussing a different type of isser, which is relying on a case where bittul doesn't work, because Chazal didn't allow bittul by Budazar, etc. You need the hetel tzveik tzveik, because you need a taliyah. But in a scenario where there's a didn't bittul, there's a kosev, the isser is nepach leheter. So all three pieces become heter. That's what the Rosh says. I think we mentioned, we discussed once, there's an agamtiv, there's a Michas Baruch, there's a Shari Yosher, all handle the following Shaila. So the luck is that tzitzis, the threads have to be tavui lishma. So when you make the threads from the fibers and you make it into a thread, the tviya, so it has to be done with shmuel, the same tzitzis. So I need eight strings in each corner, right? I need four strings in each corner, which have come eight, you know. Right, so I have four strings. I have 16 strings total from it. 15 of them were tavu l'shmuel. One of them was not tavu l'shmuel. So do you say bittul barayv, and you can use all 16? So any yotiv goes with the mahal that bittul barayv takes off isurim, but it doesn't create a terror. So I can take off the isur. The Torah didn't say the isur of eating the vela when it's in a situation of a rive. Isur is napach lehetir. There's a famous shaila that the Pharisee talks about. What is the status of everything in the world before the Torah? Is everything mutter and the Torah asks for certain things? Or is everything usher and the Torah has to be mouth to certain things? Right, so the Pharisee comes out with the assumption that everything is mutter. So the Torah asks for certain things. So the Torah asks for the vela. The Torah is in a situation of bittul barayv. The Torah didn't ask for the vela. Good, so that's not usher. But you can't make it lishma. I mean, how do you make this? 15 were tavui lishma, one wasn't. So one of your strings is not kosher. It's not a kosher tzitzis. So it's a bittul barayv. It's not tavui lishma. Right. Rishima comes out in Shari Yerusha that we paskin that it's nehapach, the ikur of Rishita's Risharim, the document of many Risharim, is that it actually becomes the Shema, and you can use all 16 strings to make your tzitzis, and your tzitzis are kosher. Bittul barayv creates the Lishma on the tzitzis. That's the power of bittul barayv, and that's the sheet of the Rosh. The Rosh says this. So you want to eat all three together, you want to take all three pieces of meat, you make a big sandwich, right? Like the, what do you call it, the half pounder, whatever they call it, you know, right? All three pieces of meat. You know, eat all three pieces of meat at the same time, no problem. One person, all three pieces of meat, one after the other, one at the same time. You want to cook it together, right? It's mutter. No problem. That's the shita of the Rosh. The Rashba and other Rishonim say no, I got to get more of that. It's not shayach. I have to have some type of a taliyah. So some say that one person cannot eat all three. So when Reuben eats piece number one, he said, listen, I ate heter, and this is, I eat number two, and Shimon eats three. Shimon said, listen, Reuben ate this, right? How many of the heter? The Rashi says, no, he brings it some sheets of Rishonim like that. He says, no, one person can eat all three. Also the Tzliya, when he eats the first piece, one at a time. First piece, he says, listen, I'm eating heter. This is one of the remaining two. He eats number two, right? I'm eating heter. This is is either the one I ate before or the one I'm eating afterwards. Eats number three. He said, listen, I talked to Anister yesterday, but now I'm eating heter. So I always have a Tzliya. So, you know, I'm not sure which day I'll go to Gehenna, you know, which day I need to do to say Vita before I go to bed. I'm supposed to say Vita before you go to bed. So, you know, he says the Vita yourself each day, you know. But Maisa, you need a Tzliya. And the Tzliya is, what Zach is that? The Basach is you can't eat all three. That's what Rashba says. And the Tur brings a Shita. Who's the other sheet over there? I forgot who the other sheet is. Then he brings the Smag says one person can't eat all three, even Zerach is there. But see, if you have a rosh, it's vadi mutter. Shari yishin is bad. Lo bein kain yisur klal. If you're lachan adam echad is short. Now, okay, so the rosh is good, right? We understand the rosh. So what's shot in the rosh? Well, right. Or the smag, right? So argument is, mitzvah merayv is a lacha. How to deal with this topic? The Torah gave me in the situation with the Torah gave me parsha mitzvah merayv. I'm not denying that there's issue there, but I'm allowed to be noyig heter on the suffix. So as long as I'm dealing with a suffix, I'm allowed to be noyig the heter. So we don't see rasach is not a suffix. I know about it, meaning issue. I mean, one at a time. I never know about it. So Torah said, when you have a suffix, you're allowed to be noyig heter. But about it, there's issue there. So now, if I then take all three and I cook it together. So I vowed I put Tom of Isser into the pot. According to the Rosh. Now, even the Rosh, the Machaber says, the Torah says in the Pharisee, in the Rosh, this, you have your Taruvus of two pieces of Shkuta and one piece of Nevela, you ought to eat all three Rasachas. Before you know it, all of a sudden, a fourth piece falls in, which is a piece of Nevela. You can't eat it anymore. Because now it's two against two. There's no bit of a rib anymore. What? Right? Now, if the Pesach is a mamish, it's nepet leheter mamish. What do you mean? There's three of heter and one of iser. Right? According to the Rosh, magic just took place, right? There was three pieces over here. One was the vela, two were shkuta. I mixed them up. I'm not sure which one is which. Okay, no problem. All right. All three are mutter. Magic. And now fourth piece falls in and says, magic is bottle. Oh, it's magic.
What was that?
Right? So there's a din of... So what's up, Shad? Is Kol Zman, it's in a state of Bitl Barayv. Kol Zman, you have the Bitl Barayv, it's Heter, Gomer. Once it loses the state of Bitl Barayv, because now it's still against two, it's not going to Heter anymore. So it's an interesting type of Heter. It's Nehebuch LeHeter. Kol Zman, the state of the Suffolk is there. The Torah says this in the Rosh. Does he quote the Rosh says it beferish? I don't remember the Rosh says it beferish. But I think the Rosh actually says it beferish, or the Torah says it beferish in the Rosh. Okay. Now the Rosh adds one more thing. So now let's say you cook it. Go back to the case of cooking it. So
in that case, is it because of
Chayz Benir? That's the din of Chayz Benir. That is the din of Chayz Benir, yeah.
Why do we learn after
the Rosh comes along and says, in the case of Bishul, that we're saying that everything is wonderful, there's one more tonight, which is called Nodet HaRuvasa. So, since the parsha of Bitl Barayv is a parsha that the Torah gave how to deal with the situation, calls when I do not know about the Taruvus, there's no Bittul. So Bittul is not automatic as soon as it nisar of its bottle. Bittul is the din the Torah gave how to deal with the situation. So calls when it's not that it's so there's no Bittul. So a person would take this pot with three pieces of meat and cook it, and then find out one of them is the Vela. So you would need shishim in the pot to be matter to eat, because there's this over here putting top. If it was not a Taravosai, so then all three are Heter. So it's not shy to say that, but the Tom is Isser, it's Heter. You're cooking three pieces of Heter. So what comes out of Heter is Heter. He says, you love Mitzinu, that what comes out of Heter is called Isser. Like Mohammed is asked, right? Love Mitzinu such as that, what comes out of Heter is Isser. Now, the Pasha's reading of the Rashba, the Rashba says in that part, you can eat the three pieces of meat one at a time, but you can't drink the Raitiv. So then, as the kind of deal with it, you know, in theory that's true, but the mice of the meat has the right of in it, which is usher. Right, so that's the problem. Right, I mean, in theory, the Rosh was saying, listen, the gabbin of the chatichas, as long as you eat them one at a time, it's a sophic. The gabbin of the right of is not a sophic. So the right of is usher. The gabbin of the chatichas, each one is a sophic. right? But practically, you're going to have a problem because how do you prevent the Raita from being in your Chatichas? So your body have time of Raita in your Chaticha, which is body Yisr. Oh, that's a problem. Okay? You don't have to deal with that, the case of it. But that's how it comes out according to the Rashba, a really interesting din. So your Chatichas are all mutter to heat, but the Maisa, the Raita which comes out, is body Yisr. And the longness, I mean, you know, you say like that, it sounds very strange. But the longness is, the Torah gave you halacha how to deal with the situation of a sofik. So, gabi the chatif, because batsim it's a sofik. Dealing with the rights of issue, you know, absorbing the rights, leaving that out for now. Each chatif, I don't know. There's three chatifs. The Torah said it's a bit of a rive. Cooking it doesn't change that. I don't know which one is the answer. So, as long as these are one at a time, it's mutter according to the Rash. Or according to the Smag, one person can't eat all three, right? Because. Then he's body eating this, but Kolzman is two people eating it. Each one says, I don't know. The target price is a bit to arrive. It's a sophic. The guy with the tam, it's not a sophic, it's a body. So the tam will become us. Okay, now, with that background, the Shach reads very smooth. Right? So the Shach says that there's a little kind of a chai bottle. So the Machaber Paskin is over there, like the Rashba. The Chavashay Botel, Al Kargo Marish Mishiyesh, we call it Gimel Levatel Hachelev Gufe. There has to be a Shishim in the Chatichas. Because the Lav Hochi, and a Botel Baroy, Mitam the Shem Yavashim, Eat in Tam, Kinda Come on Simon Kuftes. So now if you cook them together, it's not going to be Yasha to eat. So the next step is, we're not going to let you use Bittel Chav the Tray unless together they're Shishim, because this way, if you do cook it, you're not going to end up with a mess. Because you cook it, you can have a real mess over here, according to the Rashba. So we're going to make a dindra abonon even before you cook it, right? Because Shami Yavashleim, Ethan Tam, can come on the Simon Kuftes. Okay. The Rush doesn't, yeah, this whole thing is, according to the Rush, he looks at you like from Mars, right? So it comes along the dogma of Avra and says like what was the case over here? We don't it only touch one of them. I mean there's Caleb, touch one of them, and there's other pieces of so we know the Caleb, that's not our problem. The piece of Caleb we know is Vade. So that's not the Taruvus is three pieces of Heter, one of them which absorbed touched directly to the Caleb, and two which did not. But they're all sitting together. So, if there isn't Samech and other Tudim Mevatel, so we got a problem that the Tam is going to be Hefeya from the piece of it which absorbed the Chalim, but the other ones. Right? So, if the two of them have Samech, so we say, listen, if we say it's not Hefeya by Malicha, it stays put, so then all the Tarmut. If it's a Hefeya, it's a Hefeya to both. Right? At least according to us, right? According to the Maccabi, we worry about maybe not for Feo equally, right? So Dr. Mababa says, well, here's Tarak was out, Tom. Well, I've hoki eleka bekulam shishim. I mean, the chum and the chel of a fame, mechatecha lechatecha, but I write them. Because she goes, who bats? We're different. The Kurus Akesim. I mean, like, you know, the Shach forgot his Kurus Akesim to the page before. Like, it's turn the new page, right? Sometimes turn a new page, it's not over again, right? But that's not true, right? So where is this negay of this kashman? The inyan isur shomen shasur rak mi rabbonon, and isur shomen the rabbonon. There we're not machmer to say it's mefafei. Now the shach didn't make that chiluk. The double mukvavava learns up in the kudos akasev this svara that maybe it's not mefafei equally is a suffix. So since it's a suffix, so by the raisa, the suffix raisa the chumra. By the Rabbanon, you say something about the Kula. So the case where the Isra would be an Isra the Rabbanon, out the Chashash, that it wasn't Mefafei equally, right? So I wouldn't ask everything. But now I have no problem. I have the din over there of, even though it's Chav B'Trei Batel, there's a problem in the Sinas Tam when you cook all three together. So that's the case of the Shach, according to him. So this is an interesting point. And not the Kudus HaKesev. So, okay, so let's just... I'm going fast, too fast over here. Okay, so... So the Shach raised this problem, we tell the Simon Kuftas, and he said the case has to be in the Dushish. Kal Zagmar said, one second. Rabbi, we have a different problem. We discussed over here that it doesn't move equally. So there's a piece of chalav goes into this piece. We chalav is this very, very fatty thing. So it's going into the other pieces also, even if not touching directly to the chalav. So each one, unless they have shishim, should be also. So of course you need shishim over here. Zot the kusa kase, zot the dogam avava. The way the kusa kase said it, said, listen, we don't know for sure how it spreads. It might spread unequally, and we're chayish. So it's a safik. Ah, safik. So safik the rice of the kumra. Let's say you look at this in the rabbanon. It's a rabbanon lekula. So we don't think chayish that it's spreading unequally. That's how the Dogma Baba understands the kusa kase. So that's how you understand the prima godim understands the kusa kase. It's not a safik. It's a divadai, and applies him by the rabbanon. This is how Chazal set it up. We set it up that this concept of Malika is Mufafeya by Dabar Shaman is Mufafeya. It's not like Reutzev, whereby when you're cooking with Bishul, that we assume body that it moves equally. We don't assume that. Therefore, we have to assume it doesn't move equally, and everybody in the Dabar, it's also going to be awesome. That's how the Prima Gadol understands the Kudos HaKes. The Dagam Avava, in this back way of the skull asking this question, giving his answer, you see that he learned the Pshat and the Kudos HaKes was, it's a Sophic. Maybe it's a fair equally. Maybe it's not a fair equally. Right? So it's a fair equally. So we're good. We're good. Well, but we don't know. Somebody writes the Chumra. Let's say they're a bonum. Somebody runs the Gula. So that's it. This Dogam Avava is a very important insight in how to learn the Kudus HaKesef before. Lashon the Kudus HaKesef was the Kosher Midi. The Chumra Chai Shofei Mechadichel Chaticha B'loi Reutzev. That over here, but I don't know for sure that it moved equally. Now, that sounds like a lashon of, it's not for sure. It's a suffix. You're machmer. So you understand it's a din suffix, right? And the Mali says by their bonus you can be mekel as long as you're shishim bekula, right? Zok the dogam avav, but zok the prima godim. No, that's not what he means. He means mikir adin. This is how they set it up. That we have to take this possible into consideration, and we answer it. When you ask it, because that we assume it doesn't move equally, and therefore it's moving through everything, but not an equal. Everything is also okay. Good. So that was an easy shach. Good. My gosh, one line of shach. Lama base is easy. Okay. I thought we were going to get into the remote today. I feel hey, can you really scab it? Here in Yisumach was Atzmon, like you said before, Sirei Sima Kuvel. Yes, sir. That's what he's asking, right?
Does he hold that? Or he's just leaving it on the question?
No, he's holding that. Okay. I think Simon Kuftas, by the way, is one of the most fascinating Simonim. Just like, it's such an insight into the world of Bitzel Barayv. I just want to point out, the Chorin have like this, all this terror about that. Chazaka is clearly dead on Haga. It's not a beer or a cloud. Right? That's a predicate on the concept of a beer. That's a bit of buster right. But this is the din of bitum arayv. It's not a swara. It's not a beer. It's an ahaga. The Torah gave mokum sofik. The Torah allowed bitum arayv. Right? Now, it's not illogical. Right? I mean, to us it sounds illogical. Right? It's not illogical. Right? Because let's say you don't hold a bit of a right. So at what point do you become not OCD? Right? The Torah gave us a way to live. What? So at what point? Where's the shear? There's certain things like Zal Asher and Mashu. So even Mashu has a shear. Right? The famous Shaila about the drinking water in Eretz Yisrael. It's different from Mashu and drinking water in Eretz Yisrael. Because one of the sources of drinking water in Eretz Yisrael is the Yam HaKineret. There's a lot of chiloyim in Eretz Yisrael. Right? Water is bottled. before Pesach, Chometz is Baltim Rishishi. On Pesach, it's not Baltim Rishishi. So I can store water before Pesach. If I take water out of the tap on Pesach, maybe it can be Yarmulke Neretz. Maybe there was a Chiloni guy who went on the boat over there and dropped his sandwich into the Yarmulke Neretz. It's not Baltim Rishishi. Right? There are people to Machron.
What's the latest assumption? Until we know that happened, why
are we because after the Bure, that there are people dropping their sandwiches into the Yarmulke Neretz all the time. Right? They're feeding the ducks, you know, like it's all you need, you know. Right? And that's where the water comes from. So the Teretz is the place can say that Mashu doesn't mean Mashu. There's Mashu, right? You know, 1 in a billion is not Mashu. So how much is Mashu? Very difficult answer. But if it's not in a bit to arrive, so the Torah did not give a parts of Bittul. We couldn't eat anything. Or anything, but we have, you know, everything is, there's one out of 1,000, but there's no time. There's a particle missing here. So the Torah said, that's not how we deal with it. So now the Torah has come along and say, how much? I share, he says, all, even things which make sense, sure are cut. Right? It makes sense that when the Torah gave mitzvah chila, it didn't mean to eat one little piece. Like, you know, it meant eat. How big? A kazayis. Why a kazayis? Why not a kebeya? Why not three kebeyim? You get malchus on a kazayis. That's a kazayis. Bershom said so. Why kazayis? The word says kazayis alach, what should we see in that? So the shiurim are alach, but it doesn't mean that the concept that there should be a shiur achila is illogical. The concept that there should be something called bitzel is not illogical. The amount of bitzel that's 1 to 2 is like, wow, that's pretty interesting. I want to put the shear there. I want to put the shear muta the muta, right? So, but once that's true, that's a fight. It's a dinner, it's a hug of how to deal with this situation itself. Okay, don't worry about it. Rav Yosi said, don't worry about it. It's not enough to worry about it. Why can't this God betray? Okay. Rashi said, you know, like, don't be OCD, you know. Well, there's a possibility. It's 1 in 1,000. Don't worry about it. 1 in 100, don't worry about it. 1 in 50, don't worry about it. 1 in 25, don't worry about it. 1 in 2, don't worry about it. 1 in 1, I get it. Right? That's what the Torah said. 51%, and you're good. Right? If I would have said them on my own, you would call me like, Rabbi, I mean, like Rabbi, you've been so makel. The version said it; he's not being makel, right? So it's a din of anhaga. So in the din of anhaga, so even the Rosh says it calls man this situation of there's a tarubis, there's anhaga. It's tarubis, right? It's not a suffix anymore. It's 2 to 2. End the conversation. So the Rosh, when you're vodding all of them, and b'masachas, the Torah didn't give a din over there. It's all in the world of anhaga. Basarayv is a suara. I mean, restate that. Even Basar Rive is a logic, there's a castle called Basar, you go Basar Rive, right? The Bukhara of Sanhedrin, right? So we say, Mistama, if you have 20 people in Sanhedrin saying Chai, Mistama is Chai. Logic tells you that he's Chai. Again, why do you rely two against one? Maybe the two are wrong and one guy's right. I hear. If you got 22 in the Sanhedrin saying Chai, one saying Pata, I hear Mistama, he's Chai. I get that. Right? Sanhedrin of 71, and 67 say Chai, one four say Pata. I hear that, right? Again, 2 to 1? I don't know. I wouldn't be so convinced that that's logical. But the lumbus behind it is, we say, usually if the majority of people who are intelligent people think it's true, come up with an answer. That's probably the right answer. The Anhaga is a different spirit. It's not a bad eye. And it's possible the two guys are wrong and one guy right. I mean, there are many, many arguments with you which we've had where you've seen two, three people arguing and one guy's right and two guys are wrong. Even with intelligent people. Right? It's not a beer gomer. I mean, I've had many arguments like that where it was me against a lot of people and I was right.
Logical people.
What? Right. Okay. So it's a hug of beer. But Bittul Roiv is not even a hug of beer, it's a hug of dit, period, end of conversation. So that's why that Sibbe Kuftes, you know, within the Dini HaTorah, it makes sense. You know, the Torah gave a parsha how to deal with things. So this is, we have to work out what the actual details of how the Torah gave the parsha. It's not like, it's not from Mars. I mean, first glance, that whole simon sounds like it's from Mars. You think about it, it's quite logical. Okay, everybody, so we'll hold it here.